So you hear the contract that the new richest TV chef has signed?
Guy Fieri.
Is exactly right. Wow.
Yeah. $80 million for three, is that what it was?
Yeah, I think that's what I have here. $80 million.
$80 million.
For three years. Isn't that something else?
Yeah.
It says here he recently was finishing up a 3-year contract for 30, and now he's getting it for 80. A new 3-year contract. Yeah, just a little bit.
Well, you got to remember this, too. If they can do that at the Food Network, that means they're making money on it.
Oh, yeah.
According to this story, it says, you talk about that, he's become the highest paid chef because he has generated, this is according to Forbes, he's generated more than $230 million in ad revenue since 2020 for the Food Network.
Mm. Yep, between the diners, dive-ins, and drives, and he's everywhere. Yes. He and Bobby Flay are everywhere on the network.
Wow. Yeah, making more
now
than...
And the next one now is Martha Stewart. She's everywhere on the network.
And Snoop.
Yeah, Martha
well, yeah,
Snoop.
Well, Snoop occasionally, yeah.
And, but that's the thing, is that he's also on just non-food network commercials, too. I mean, even the the Food Network viewer knows
but
exactly
that's
who
over
he
and
is.
Above. Yeah. That's over and above his $80 million.
Yeah, that's right. Right.
Let's face it, he's got that personality. He's outgoing, so he fits that type of broadcast he's doing, and he has some showmanship to him. He's got a look with that hair and everything, and he drives that sweet car around.
Yep. Well, the other thing, too, and I mean, you know, you can get away with all of that to a point. He's also knowledgeable.
Yes.
He is a chef.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
He is
a
restaurateur, and he knows food.
That's a good point, because sometimes you forget that these people that become a bigger persona than the actual food actually started out because they got into the job because they could do the food.
Yeah, well, he went to culinary school in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
I wonder what Julia Childs would think of this.
Oh, my gosh.
Man, when she was big, she wasn't getting $80 million contracts.
Who's that?
Julia Childs.
No, but she could put her finger in the food and... Tasteful.
Oh, very good.
She could get away with things today that you couldn't get away with.
You got that right. Yes.
Art, was she the first real well-known?
She was not the first, certainly right there.
Yeah.
The Galloping Gourmet.
Oh,
yeah.
Galloping Gourmet.
Another guy.
Oh, yeah, right.
And there have been others. There have been a number of
I'd say Emerald.
Martin Yan, I think. Well, he was the first for the Food Network.
Yeah, for the Food Network. Right. That's when,
were
20 years ago.
There were a number of them long before Emerald. A couple of Orientals, Martin Yan, Yan Can Cook.
That's right.
And also Stephen Yan had a show. So there have been a number of chefs on TV for decades, but not until the Food Network came along did they become superstars all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Well, superstar enough to sign three-year contract for $80
million. $80
million. Question is, how long before Gordon Ramsay demands a contract review?
Yeah, I was about to ask about that. What do you think?
The ball or the biscuit is in your oven, Gordon.